Logan and Rebel use an embarrassing amount of F-bombs. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, get ready. Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat those cheeks.
They're all scared of my music. They're terrified of my friends. They all run and take cover like a big storm's coming in. Better lock up your liquor and keep your women mean. Better find you a basement. It's the worst storm you ever seen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Looking Glass Podcast. I'm your host, Logan Pyatt.
I'm Rebel.
Hey, old buddy, old pal.
Hey, man.
How we doing?
Good. This is a Sunday morning, for those of you who don't know. We're coming off big times for Logan. It happened. Everyone knows it happened. He survived it, and he couldn't be happier about it.
Shut up.
Talking about your birthday.
I know what you're talking about. You ruined it, bud. Yeah, I see what you're trying to do.
I don't know how I ruined it. I couldn't have celebrated it more.
You feel a little guilty. You're trying to bring it back.
Not. I do not feel guilty.
But you killed it. It's dead and buried.
I will never feel guilty about celebrating you.
It's dead and buried, except you buried it in Pet Cemetery, and now it's just like slowly just lumbering
towards me. That's your birthday
now?
Yeah. Like it's got that little scalpel thing.
I still recognize it, but I'm like, oh, that's not the same as it used to be.
Slashes Achilles.
Yes.
Isn't that what that kid did? Didn't he have a little scalpel when he came back?
Yeah, Gage, the little blonde kid.
Man,
like he got hit by a truck.
Yeah, they should have. I don't know. Pretty scary movie when you're a kid. I can remember that.
I really don't like that scene now that I have kids.
I saw it in theaters, as we've covered. It was terrifying.
Yeah. Have you seen the guy who he just watches that scene? He's sitting there with a guitar, and the little boy goes running out of the highway, gets hit by the truck, and he just starts playing Life as a Highway.
Yeah, when they do the inappropriate
super messed
music
up
riffs.
Really messed up.
Bad super timing funny music riffs.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, survived another birthday. 35 years old now, officially.
I will say, this year you seem so down on your birthday all day. I think almost now you're just, now that you know I celebrate it so hard, no one goes as hard as I do on your birthday.
Is that what it is?
For the people, by the people.
Yeah.
Now it's almost my energy so up and positive on your birthday that you are just naturally ho-humming it. I think deep down in there, the fire still burns. But since I'm the shining light for you, you're just like, well, I'm not going to let him celebrate me. I'm just going to ho-hum it.
You're my North Star.
I'm your sense of direction.
You really are. And it means a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, nobody does celebrate my birthday harder than you do, and I appreciate it. Reb got me a couple real kick-ass gifts.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He got me some Nordic drinking horns that come
drinking horn
with an iron rod display.
Yes.
And then a really cool knife.
Yeah.
The knife actually is really nice.
Yeah, you can cut things with it, poke things with it. You can do really anything you want to do with a knife with that knife.
The Nordic drinking horns are impractical.
Let's see. Well, like before your birthday, I had them displayed at the house for like a month, because when they came in, I opened them up so I could assemble the stand, and then I'm like, whoa, okay.
Said you almost didn't give them to me.
Like these, and so I put them on my shelf I have next to my recliner, and that's where they sat for a month, and boy, they fit in nice. And then your birthday was getting real close, and my wife asked me if I was actually going to give them to you. I'm like, yeah, I am. So I took them down, put them in a gift bag for you. Them's drinking horns.
Valentine's Day gift bag.
Point of all that, they are just as good for display as they are for actually using. Maybe even better.
I would say better. We tried them.
We took a toot out of them.
Yep.
We should have washed them first.
You tell them what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I can. You threw up.
Sure did.
first nip out of the drinking horn. Drinking horns. It's a 3-pack. Big Shoots was down here with us.
Probably filled it up a little too much, but I don't know. There was something about the way that tasted. That hit my gut just wrong. I got the hot belly and the watery mouth. I was like, oh, God.
I'm just yelling as you're back working. I'm like, happy birthday. No, I think it was a mixture. Maybe the bottle that we put in there just to have a birthday toot didn't have a whole lot left in it. So maybe it had changed, and then in combination with the fact we probably should have washed these drinking horns that came from, I don't know, probably Malaysia.
If we're lucky, Malaysia.
I mean, I opened them, displayed them, repackaged them, gave them to you. We dumped liquor in them and drank right away. So you're saying, it tasted chemically to me.
Yeah, very chemically. So you're saying there's a chance we got SARS. Well, yeah. I don't. You guys do. Mine didn't stay down.
No, you got rid of yours just in time.
At the buzzer.
I think SARS is a respiratory illness.
Yeah, but...
So I don't know if throwing up would help.
Yeah, but you don't know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure SARS is a respiratory illness.
Well, you're so smart. It must be hard to be that smart.
I'm just really good at...
Did you see that?
At respiratory illnesses named SARS.
Did you see that?
I heard something, but I didn't see anything. What? I mean, I saw you pick up your coffee cup.
I picked up my coffee... I went like this and picked up my coffee cup. My pen went from over here to over here.
It rolled. Orville's sitting on your lap, all this birthday talk.
You like that?
That's right.
That was weird.
We'll get more into your birthday on the other side. I just wanted to, on the free side, want to make sure that whenever this comes out, it's never too late.
No, and thank you very much for everything. It was a special birthday. Got lots of love. Old Zach came down and hung out with me for quite a while.
Well, some would say almost too long.
Me and old buddy, we had a couple drinks, and that was the problem. So, I mean, I'm stuck down there, and people know it's my birthday, and then by the time, you know, people want to come by and, well, hey, let's have a shooter, or let's have a beer, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, you should just take your birthday off.
I probably should. Would have been
in
safer.
In that situation you're at, I can avoid people all day if I want on my birthday.
Well, you can stay moving.
Yeah, moving target. Turn my, make sure my Snapchat map isn't on ghost mode and no one can find me.
Yep. See, I can't. I'm stuck. I mean, if the government wanted to take me out, they'd send three missiles, three different locations. I guarantee they get me.
Mostly just your gator. They just laser mark it.
I've been on the gator for a while.
What happened?
I've just been taking a little time off the gator.
Getting
a little too deep into it.
You were gatoring pretty good.
I was gatoring pretty good. Now, we've been running fertilizer real hard, so I just kind of stick around there.
I'm really surprised I haven't seen you trying to pull a tank with your gator. I really am. I thought for sure.
They're too expensive. I don't want to shell one out that
quick. I
would
just see you in the low side, standing on it, going 8 mile an hour up the highway with a 15,000-pound tank behind you.
I've put stuff on there that's way too heavy for them, and that doesn't usually work out.
No, for as much as, I mean, not just the Gator, the Ranger, the Honda, whatever they're called.
Can-Am, you name it.
For what they cost, you do not get, in my opinion, a heavy enough product. They're charging what you can get. Well, hell, you could get a tonner work truck for the same price. Brand new. Stripped down, bare bones, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But a big motor and big heavy-duty Allison transmission on the Chevy side. For the same price.
That reminds me.
And you can break a UTV in half in 4 seconds if you want it.
Done it.
Yeah.
Hit a big ditch in a snowstorm one time. Bent the frame.
Yeah.
Couldn't hardly drive back to town. Did you see that Ford just came out with a new pickup for 2024? It's their very base model, regular cab, like short box work truck with just the like the black rims that you'd usually put hubcaps on.
Yeah.
And it's got 725 horsepower.
Well, you think they could have did more with the rims.
Like crank windows, rubber floors. There are no amenities at all. It's just a big motor. What's the point of that?
Well, even with a big motor, they're going to have to charge more than people are willing to pay for a stripped-down truck,
it's like
right?
$57,000.
Figured they have that and that much in that motor. Sounds like a lot of motor.
It's that V8 Coyote motor.
Not familiar with that.
I'm not really either.
Why would you name it after a coyote?
I don't know. Resiliency?
They're resilient, but you don't think big horsepower when you think of a coyote.
I don't know. Would you want to tangle with a coyote?
One, yeah. I mean, they're, you know, on average, 30-pound dogs. You can handle them.
Oh.
I'm just saying it doesn't sound like big horse, right?
Right.
Maybe the wolf.
Clydesdale.
That's a big horse.
That's a big horse.
The ox.
Yeah.
750 horse ox.
Kind of slow.
Now, wouldn't that be cool?
Kind of lumbers, though, right?
Oh, is it a speed? I guess that means horse probably fast as hell.
Probably real fast.
Especially since they went short box.
Speaking of coyotes, I got sucked down this rabbit hole. There's this TikTok page I started following, and it's these people that own a goat farm, and they've got these three huge dogs that live out in the barn, and they're like the best protectors. And the
I think I've seen some of these.
The oldest one, like the alpha male dog, his name is Judge.
And oh, I like that.
Yeah. And so they have cameras everywhere. And like as soon as like Judge will just get a whiff of coyotes, he's up, and then like his two minions.
I have seen this. Yeah.
Minions follow him, and they'll go out, and then they like they set three different points, and they just bark in each direction. So it sounds like there's more of them. It's
well, it seems like the sheep or the goats, if we've seen the same ones, they almost alert the dogs quicker. Like the dogs are laid to are allowed to
get some rest.
Yeah, lay about, and then. Seemed like the video I watched, was it a sheep or a goat or something?
I think they're goats.
It kind of alerted the dog subtly, and then it popped up, and then happened like you said.
Hey, boss, I think they're here.
Like, yeah. We all stay back.
But yeah, then all the baby goats, it's like they train for it, because all the little baby goats will like run in a single file line, and then they form a circle in the middle of the barn, and then the dogs go out, and it's a well-oiled machine. But I
kind of like you.
I probably watched 22 of these videos. I couldn't get enough.
I think I'm only one deep in it, but I was impressed. Working dogs are awesome.
They are awesome. I love dogs.
Which brings us back to the point, I don't know if coyote's what you want to name a big horse motor after.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of...
Like, what about the cheetah? Has it already been taken?
Wasn't there a car called the cheetah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dodge has the Hellcat. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
The Demon. Do you like that? You like demons?
I don't necessarily care for demons, but it does sound terrifying, right?
It does.
I don't know, man. The coyote.
Ford has the coyote, and my pickup has the scorpion in it.
Yeah, see, they're just, I don't know. They're picking very mid-range predators here. Scorpion, you could step on them.
Can scorpions kill you? Can they be poison enough?
Yeah, the very, very little ones. I'm not overly familiar with scorpion names, but I think in general with scorpions, the smaller they are, the more deadly they are. Mm. But scorpion deaths are very rare.
Especially around here.
But the big ones you'd be most scared of, I believe, pack the least amount of punch when it comes to scorpions.
Well, if they came
Could
out,
be wrong.
What if they came out with a motor called the platypus?
I mean, that's kind of what they're doing with the coyote, right?
Venomous.
Yeah. Or you'd say poisonous.
Same thing.
Not quite. I'm sure you could eat a platypus just fine.
I bet that would be so gross.
Toadstools are poisonous. They're not venomous.
You know what I meant, bud.
Yeah, I did.
Dart frogs.
For those of you who don't know, before the show, he had said, hey, do you know platypuses are poisonous? I said, I think they're venomous.
You know what I meant.
You know what I meant.
I said I was out on them. I used to think I liked them, but I don't think I like platypuses anymore. Platypi?
Plataplenty. That's when you have a bunch of them together.
Patapuddins.
Hmm.
Is that your old nickname in high school?
Pretty close. It's the Patapuddins. Platypuses are one of nature's strangest creatures, especially when you get out of the insect world. They're strange.
Yeah, well, the strangest creature, though, right? I was just...
Probably, maybe something in a cave would be stranger, but it'd be tough.
I was watching a video this morning while I was taking a poop. Is it the rock shrimp? Is that right? What's the one that can punch really hard? It's like the hardest punching...
Rocky shrimp.
It's the hardest punching animal in the whole kingdom.
Okay.
And it can punch so hard... So fast, it heats up the water.
Oh, the DJ say damn.
It heats up the water around its claw for a microsecond as hot as the sun. That's how hard it fucking punches.
Where in the hell are you getting your information?
That's what it said.
You're telling me there's a shrimp that's the hardest punching creature in the animal kingdom?
Yes.
And its punches heat up water hotter than the sun?
That's what I'm telling you. Shrimp that punches hard.
Should be a good way to find it.
It pops up. Okay. Unmute me real quick. Sorry to start you with the video.
Caliber bullet, and it can crack Did you know that this shrimp can punch with the speed and power of a 22 caliber bullet and it can crack aquarium glass? The peacock mantis shrimp's punch is so powerful and fast that it briefly causes the water around the target to reach the temperature of the sun's surface. Mantis shrimp are not shrimp, actually they are their own thing, called stomatopods, which are crustaceans related to crabs, shrimps, and lobsters. Get it.
Oh, I do get it.
That's not even the same video I saw. That's a different video. The one I saw, a crab walks in and he punches its leg off. He walks into his cave and just punches its leg off.
Hey, what you fools doing around here? What's good? What's good? Ah, what the hell? Yeah, leg just falls off.
They're crazy creatures.
Sorry, man. Old habits.
So, I mean, two different, whatever, pages said that it can punch as hot as the sun. You don't believe either one of them?
It just sounds out there, right?
What if, I mean, it's only for a millisecond.
The best part was it could break aquarium glass. Yeah. Like, okay, how are we containing any of these then?
Bulletproof aquarium glass.
I mean, I saw the thing. It looked like a little lobster.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Does sound dangerous.
Punches like a 22. Would you like to get punched by one?
Sounds like no, I guess. Although I'm not intimidated by it.
It punched a crab's leg off.
I mean, the thing wasn't that big. But yeah, whatever. Animal Kingdom, am I right?
Animal Kingdom. Speaking of punching legs off, have you seen Jason in New York?
Is that a show?
It's a movie.
No.
We didn't talk about that last week.
If we did, I could have forgot about it, which is possible.
I've got a clip from it. It's Jason and this, like...
Oh, you're talking Jason like the Friday Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he meets a guy on the street, and the guy's like, starts fighting Jason, and he's teeing off on him and hitting him in the gut and the face and everything. And then Jason
don't flinch, right?
No, well, I mean, he kind of knocks Jason back a little bit.
Oh.
Jason takes it for a few minutes. He rope-a-dopes him, and this guy...
Real sadist.
This guy's where he can't stand up anymore, and Jason punches his head off.
One punch.
Yeah, it comes completely off his shoulders.
Jason has sneaky power.
Yeah, and sneaky speed.
A lot of people don't realize that. Sneaky strong, yeah, Jason.
Yeah, probably the most badass out of all the old horror movie guys.
He didn't beat Freddy Krueger when they faced off in the movie, did
he? Chopped his head off, but then Freddy winks at the end of it when he's carrying him out of a Crystal Lake.
Oh, okay.
Jason went to space.
That is true. Not many have done that.
Mm-mm.
Got some real high-tech gear up there.
He went to New York. I mean,
he's a traveler.
He's like an earnest character.
I wonder how he pays for all that.
I don't know, man.
I mean, he doesn't see me as a guy that clocks in 9 to 5, right?
Well, he probably got a pretty decent settlement when he drowned in that lake. I'm sure the insurance company had to pay.
Well, they're not
going to
pay shit if they find out he's still alive. They even took that back immediately. We've seen this little act, Jason. Give us the money back.
No.
Right? I mean, so I don't quite understand how he finances all these trips he's taking.
How he keeps getting to space.
That's expensive. You looked into like a Virgin Galactic flight.
How many of those did they make?
Jason's? Sounds like too many.
Obviously too many. When you make one that goes, as soon as they go to space, cancel it. Kind of like Fast and Furious.
And New York was after space, you think?
No, New York was before space. Okay.
Well, yeah, then space would be the final frontier, surely.
I've got a video of him punching the guy's head off. I'll show it to you sometime.
I mean, I've seen it 1,000 times.
You have not seen it.
I mean, you've seen one guy's head get punched off. It's big in the movies now. It's all the superhero movies and shows and stuff.
Well, they do it on like The Boys and stuff.
That's what I mean. Everyone's getting their heads punched off.
Box their ears.
It's almost like they're teaching in the academy now. Because everyone's doing it.
Punching people's heads off?
I guess. Or making their heads explode.
That'd be good propaganda. You know, all these countries always want to pick fights with us. If we could just show them videos of us punching people's heads off.
If we could find a real gullible nation that doesn't know Jason's fake, we can put together a little highlight reel and just tell them we're going to send them over there if they don't stop. They might seriously think about it, you know. If they've been so guarded they don't have access to movies, of course, we have to wipe it all off. Or off of all platforms, get rid of all the DVDs and VHSs so that they can't research it. And then we send them a highlight reel of our super weapon, Jason. And they're going to say, born? I'm like, no, 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 no. Better. And then he's got a hockey mask on. And he just punches people's heads off. And he's in space.
What we ought to do is just show him to a tribe that's like never even seen in TV before and that's never messed with us and have no plans on doing so. And we'll just show up and scare the hell out of them. Be like, hey,
I don't know. We need to go scare tribes.
We want you to see this. We show that we're like,
that would be actually like, terrifying.
We're bringing him here.
Then they would eat you. They just give a bunch of thumbs up because that's what we taught them as they're preparing the fire in the pot. And then they eat you.
Do they actually cook you?
I don't know. I assume.
I don't know how cannibalistic tribes work.
Well, unfortunately, like in all the videos you see of guys going into cannibalistic tribes that are presumed to have been eaten there because they didn't come back out.
Yeah.
The camera always stops.
There's like a Vanderbilt.
Before they're cooking.
A Vanderbilt or a Rothschild or some rich guy who went there and got eaten by a tribe.
It happens all the time. I don't even know why they're going there.
I don't know. They think that they're doing something, you know, good for humanity. And
I guess feeding the village, but there's other ways.
Yeah, pass on that. I don't want to get eaten at all.
What if they bring food with them and then they think all that food tastes like crap?
Well, I mean, like Funyuns?
Because they're so used to eating humans.
There's no way they think Funyuns taste like crap.
Funyuns are good.
Very underrated chip.
Yeah. They're good.
I think we're going to both agree on that.
They're expensive, though, for what you get. Funyuns know what they have. Like, you get a bag that weighs a half of an ounce, it seems like. And they're charging premium for it, so I think you have to be in an altered state to get Funyuns, because then you don't care about the price tag as much. It's not just something you keep at the house.
I'm not sure I trust people that prefer original flavored chips. Like, just original Lay's.
I don't know, man. You get a Ruffles or a Wavy Lay.
Not dipping anything, just eating it?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
It's just a salted, thin potato. Literally.
Yeah, with oil. Yeah.
I know what a chip is, but why would... Huh, whatever.
You don't have to have cheese powder on it.
What a strange argument to have. You want to give him some music?
This week.
Hey, this is a special music episode.
Is that true?
I've got three songs on the other side that I want to play for everybody, and they're all three really kick-ass.
Everyone just went, oh.
No, these are good. These are good, good.
When you say that, that means these are ridiculous songs that you can't get enough of.
Yeah. One is the worst song I've ever heard. You're going to love it. It's by our boy Ray on bass. Remember him?
He slaps.
Yeah. But he made a song where he's bad son of a bitch.
Ooh, yeah. Coming for your woman type of song.
Yeah, I think he wears a leather jacket. Well, he wears sunglasses for sure in one of the quick clips. It cuts to his face and it's just him with sunglasses on.
But he's inside.
I think so.
Hopefully, because that's the only, I mean, otherwise it's just a practical accessory.
Yeah.
If you're outside and have sunglasses on.
Bad son of a bitch, though.
This week on Red Dirt Recommendations.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Coming off the Patreon wire, Reed Renfro can't stop whining that one of his songs hadn't been picked. Sorry, Reed. Road Lizard.
Road Lizard. The smart guy.
Quiz bowler. State champ.
Yeah, saw that.
He wants Trenton Fletcher.
He had Jesus on his team.
It's an unfair advantage. Ballad of Bill Dalton.
Is that the one you played right before the show?
Yeah, I played both of these.
Ballad of Bill Dalton.
It's got that southern rock feel to it. Good song. And thank you, Reed.
Like rockabilly?
I wouldn't say rockabilly, just southern rock. country southern rock.
Okay, I can.
That's what I would call it.
I can deal with that, but you know, you lose me at rockabilly.
You're not big into rockabilly.
Not real big into rockabilly, are you?
Real big into it, no. But I have heard some rockabilly that's okay. You won't see me on TV asking for donations to keep rockabilly alive because you know they're all struggling artists.
Most likely. This week for my Red Dirt recommendation, I'm going with Rebel's favorite band. A song I heard on the way over here, Rain in the Radio by the Randy Rogers Band. Like this. Love that song. Easy listening. Hard to beat old Randy.
Yeah, and like I said, some of their old stuff, I call it old stuff. They haven't been around that long, but they've been around a while. But just so good.
Late 90s,
just,
right?
Yeah, I would say.
Pretty easy. He's probably your age.
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. I'm not sure when that. Yeah, he probably is around my age.
I would say so.
But, I mean, some of their... their first several CDs just
slapped.
Gosh darn. Great band.
Talk about a man who's been hard on his body.
Randy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, most of those famous musicians seem to have a time where they don't treat themselves very well.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You're out on the road.
That's just it, man. You got too much free time.
You get so bored, right? Be like, you guys want to start drinking? Be like, yeah.
I drink when I'm bored.
No, it's right here.
So, I mean, I feel for him. If I get it.
Home alone, Hallie and Stella or somewhere, I'm like, I guess I should drink. I
don't stop. Stop it.
You can
stop it. No, I can't.
Kid's coming from the cabin.
Rebel. No, stop it. All right, just one little.
Just one little snifter.
And to wrap up Red Dirt recommendations, Sam Nelson wanted to hear a song. Hopefully I wrote his name right. Sometimes I can't read my own writing.
You write so small.
I know. I've had that problem forever. Anyway, he won John Conley. Gosh darn, there aren't hardly any better classic country songs than this. Rose Colored Glasses.
And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose colored glasses.
That is a wonderful song. You want to talk about
great
smooth.
Great pull there. Thank
That's
you.
That's smooth, smooth. Silky. That's butter.
That'll get the men ready.
Butter on a biscuit.
Well, guys, this is where we have to say goodbye. Not for good, but we got to go to the other side. Where all the premium, top-notch, exciting things happen. I mean, world news.
Uh-huh.
If that doesn't get your goose cooking... who doesn't want to go see world, listen to world news?
From a couple of assholes.
But no, seriously, we got to go to the other side to the good people of Patreon, the ones that keep us going every week. But the good news is your voyage does not have to stop here.
What can they do?
You can buy a ticket to the other side.
How so?
Well, at Patreon, give them a little bit of information, pick a tier, any tier, and that's under Looking Glass Podcasts, and then you're in it. That's it. That's as easy as it is.
You won't be able to miss it. You'll see our logo. Good logo.
Good logo.
Real good logo.
Thank you, Seth.
Thanks, Seth.
Anyway, we hope you join us. We won't like you if you don't. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves ships a day, lonely sailors
pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.